And now taking a look at some of the latest sports here this morning on KJN, once again brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Taking a look at some of the latest action from high school athletics on Friday night. In track action, the Bulldog Relays took place in Bedford last night. Mount Air scored 154 points to win that event. Southwest Valley had 111 in second. Clarinda came in third with 86, followed by Lennox with 75 and Bedford with 54 in fifth place there, as the Mount Air team won 13 of the 18 events in the night to pick up that victory. In the team side, Bedford's Colt Scott was a winner in both the 100 and the high jump. Also, Mount Air won the relay events, many of them, 4x100, 4x200, 4x400, the 4x800, and the 1600 medley. Also, Southwest Valley had some other wins as well in that meet. Tony Clucky won the 110 hurdles, and also Philip Curran won the 3200 meter run, and they won the shuttle hurdle relay as well in that event. Also in Underwood, the Co-Ed Eagle Invitational took place, as the Trainer girls and the Underwood boys were winners at that event. On the girls' side, Trainer was a dominant winner. They scored 214 points, Underwood second with 120, Fremont Mills third with 86, East Mills had 82 in fourth, and West Monona was fifth with 34. Yeah, Trainer had a big night for Madison Paulson and Kaylee Christian, as they each had two wins, as Paulson won the 400 hurdles in the long jump, and Christensen won the discus and the shot put there on the girls' side. On the boys' side, Underwood had 149 team points to win their home meet, ahead of Fremont Mills with 94. East Mills had 88, followed by Trainer with 72, and Logan Magnolia with 57. Nick Pedersen was one of the top performers for Underwood, as he won the 400 and the 400 hurdles and ran the anchor on the winning 4x400 meter team, and also the shuttle hurdle relay team that was a winner as well there for Underwood. Fremont Mills had four wins there in the meet, as Mackenzie Lang won the 3200 meter run. Sam Phillips took the discus, and Spencer Phillips was a victor in the shot put. Fremont Mills also won in the distance medley there last night. And that's a look at some of that latest track action there for you from action around the area on Friday. Other events going on Friday in high school spring sports. It was girls golf. Trainer defeating Underwood 173-244, as Allie Anderson had the low round for Trainer with a round of 40. And they win the Western Iowa Conference regular season title there in girls golf. Also, Tri-Center was a 199-204 winner over AHSTW. The medalist in that event was Kara Johnson of Tri-Center, shooting a round of 44. Audubon was a winner over Missouri Valley. Audubon shot a round of 259. Missouri Valley did not have enough for a team score. Medalist was Georgia Weidel of Audubon with a round of 49. In boys golf, Trainer defeated Underwood 165-197. Nathan Hill of Trainer was a low shooter of 37, and also AHSTW, a winner over Tri-Center, 166-190. Eric Jorgensen of AHSTW shot a round of 38. And also in boys golf, Audubon beat Missouri Valley by just three strokes, 193-196. Drew Christensen led the way for Audubon with a 43, as taking medalist honors. Moving on to Major League Baseball, a game you heard here on KJN last night. Matt Holliday and Colton Wong hit three-run homers, and Michael Walker remained unbeaten as the St. Louis Cardinals held off the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5 last night. Holliday sent a towering shot into the left center off of Francisco Liriano in the third inning, and Wong put it away with a drive over the Clemente wall in the seventh. Johnny Peralta also homered for the Cardinals, who have won 10 of 11. Wong finished with three hits. Trevor Rosenthal worked the ninth for his 11th save as the Cardinals improved to a major league best 22-7. Walker produced six workmanlike innings, giving up three runs and six hits with one strikeout. Starling Marte had three hits for Pittsburgh, and Andrew McCutchen, Neil Walker, and Francisco Cervelli added two each, but not enough to help them get a win. We'll have the Cardinals and the Pirates again for you tonight, 5:10, the pregame start time, first pitch at 6:05. Also in Major League Baseball, reliever Johan Pino, called up earlier in the day by Kansas City, threw wildly to first base, allowing Anthony Goss to score the winning run in the ninth inning as the Detroit Tigers beat the Royals 6-5 on Friday night. Goss led off the ninth with a double on Pino's first pitch, and on the next delivery, Ian Kinsler bunted down the third base line. Pino fielded the ball and threw wildly to first, allowing Goss to score the winning run. Joachim Soria earned the win with a scoreless ninth inning. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday in interleague play, Cincinnati and the White Sox were postponed due to rain. In the American League, it was the Yankees over Baltimore 5-4. Toronto blanked Boston 7-0. It was Detroit over Kansas City, as we mentioned, 6-5. Minnesota beat Cleveland 9-3. Tampa Bay over Texas 8-2. The Angels beat Houston 2-0. And Seattle 4-3 over Oakland in 11 innings. In the National League, Washington beat Atlanta 9-2. Philadelphia over the Mets 3-1. It was the Cubs beating Milwaukee 7-6. Dodgers beat Colorado 2-1 in 5 innings of play, as that was shortened there. San Diego, a 6-5 winner over Arizona, and San Francisco 6-0 over Miami. In the National Hockey League last night, Ryan McDonagh scored 9:37 into overtime, and the New York Rangers kept their Stanley Cup hopes alive with a 2-1 victory over the Washington Capitals in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference semifinal. Chris Kreider breathed life into the President's Trophy winners by scoring with 1:41 left in regulation to force the overtime. The Capitals still lead the series 3-2. Game 6 is Sunday night in Washington. Matt Bolesky broke a tie on a power play early in the third period, and the Anaheim Ducks beat the Calgary Flames 4-2 Friday night in Game 4 of the Western Conference semifinals. Anaheim leads the series 3-1. Game 5 is Sunday night in Anaheim. And in the NBA, the Chicago Bulls and LA Clippers both enjoyed 2-1 leads in the conference semifinals. Derrick Rose capped his 30-point night by draining a three-pointer at the buzzer to push the Bulls past Cleveland 99-96. J.J. Redick dropped in 31 points, and Chris Paul returned from a 2-game absence to add 12 and 7 assists as the Clippers hammered Houston 124-99. Washington's John Wall doesn't know if he will be able to play for Game 3 or the remainder of the playoff series with the Atlanta Hawks. The All-Star guard has 5 non-displaced fractures in his left wrist and hand, suffered in Game 1 of the series. Wall missed the Wizards' Game 2 loss and says his status depends on an improvement in swelling and pain. Joey Logano posted a fast lap of 192.397 miles per hour to easily beat the speed of Kasey Kahne and win the pole for tonight's Sprint Cup race at Kansas Speedway. Kahne had a lap of 191.911 miles per hour. He was followed by Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., and local boy Carl Edwards. Jerry Kelly and Kevin Na are co-leaders heading into the third round of the Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass. Kelly moved up the leaderboard with a 7-65 that left him at -8. Rory McIlroy is 4 shots back, and Tiger Woods made the cut at even par, but Masters champ Jordan Spieth and Phil Mickelson missed the cut. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.